Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the U.S. appears poised for an economic growth spurt coming out of the pandemic later this year. He made that prediction in an interview with CBS's 60 Minutes last night, and it follows similar forecasts from other economists. The Biden administration is hoping for another economic boost from its American Jobs Plan, which calls for trillions of dollars in tax credits and new spending on infrastructure. Let's bring in Jill Schlesinger, CBS News analyst and host of Jill on Money for More. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
Well, we have been hearing how this infrastructure plan calls for all kinds of new spending on things like roads and public transportation, as well as tax credits for renewable energy and electric vehicles. What's the impact of all of this spending going to be on the economy overall?
I talked to economists over the last 5-6 days, and I have to say that many of the estimates, they're all over the map. So, you know, you can hear that some folks will believe that there's going to be a 1-2% increase to the gross domestic product over the next 2-4 years. And others say, well, wait a minute, maybe not, because maybe there's going to be a growth spurt, but then things will settle back to where the trend was. So I think that all of these are predictions are interesting. Clearly, when you have $2.3 trillion of contemplated spending, it is going to boost growth for sure. But we were already on the track to have a really good year, as you mentioned, as did Jerome Powell last night on 60.
Well, let's deepen this a little bit more. This could be really good timing for the White House. Chairman Powell said Fed economists are actually forecasting growth this year in the range of 6-7%, which would be the highest level in decades. Now we're starting from this low point brought on by the pandemic, but we are on the cusp of this economic boom. How much of it could be due to this government spending specifically?
Listen, there is no doubt that the spending that has taken place at the U.S. government level is unprecedented. I use that word so much, but I really it's startling that over the course of a year, almost $6 trillion will be spent. That's unbelievable. We also have the Federal Reserve acting to keep interest rates down and the flow of funds going across the country, across the globe. But interestingly, we're also seeing these predictions of really good growth across the entire world. The International Monetary Fund believes that growth will be very strong for the globe, and they say that it is primarily due to $16 trillion of government spending worldwide. They say that has prevented far worse outcomes. So it's going to be a very good year, as you said, from a low level, but still, we'll take a good year. Thank you very much.
Okay, what are we hearing, though, from economists who are making less bullish predictions?
Well, you know, some economists say that the growth that's going to happen will happen anyway. And so why add to all of the spending that has already occurred and pile on the debt and the deficit levels? Why not just let the economy get its footing? It will do so. We'll probably get to where we were before the pandemic at the end of this year. Jobs will come back by the end of next year. Why are we going crazy here? And there's one other area where some economists are really poking some holes at this plan. And they say, all that spending is great, but it is being financed with corporate taxes. And if corporate taxes go up too much, they worry that job creation could slow down, especially at smaller to mid-sized firms. So there is a corresponding negative that could occur.
That's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News analyst and host of Jill on Money. As always, thank you so much.
Great to be with you.